But right now, let's open the door of the studio and welcome in Marge, George's old swim coach.
Okay. Hi, I know her. She never coached
Hi, Marge.
Me. I never swam for Marge.
Hi, Marge.
Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge.
George, I heard that your Jeremy retired.
Yeah, big strong Jeremy's last day was yesterday.
Are you going to get a new Jeremy?
Well,
is that a job title or is that a proper name? I have no idea.
A new board operator, technical director.
Program. Yeah. Yeah, so I heard your Jeremy ran off and left you.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you could say it that way.
Just like George ran off and left me all those years ago.
No. I never swam for. I have no idea what
you're
talking about.
It makes me so upset because, I mean, there we were in the finals of swimming.
Wow.
We had gotten
really
all the
generic.
Way to the finals. We
of
were
what?
About to win the World Series of Swimming.
Wow.
Yes, the Edina Wumpus Cats. And then George
Hornets.
Up and quits because he was dating this hussy in high school who convinced him to quit swimming and start huffing full time.
Didn't go to high school
while Dinah. Listening to Soundgarden.
No.
Things fell apart for me after that, George.
Well,
and
okay.
I don't entirely blame you. Maybe
well, you
like 99% blame you.
It had nothing to do with anything in your life.
George and I were closer than most coaches and athletes.
Huh.
We had what I call kind of a Manti-Linea-type romance.
Okay, we did not.
Lots of saucy pics flying back and forth on our cell phones.
That's terrible and
now,
kind of illegal.
I should clarify, this was after he was an adult.
Oh, okay.
And it was fully legal at the time.
No, it wasn't.
But before all his college swim meets, non-George, you're going to like this. Before all his college swim meets, George would always require me to send him a good luck shot of my kitty.
Okay.
Good God.
Number one, we didn't have phones
it
back
was so
then.
Humiliating.
And I didn't swim in college. And if I did, I wouldn't ask
he
you for that.
He would always text me, show me that hairless kitty, because I had rescued a Sphinx cat.
Okay.
I'm more of a dog guy, so
thank
I doubt
you
I would clarify.
Rescue and the SPCA and all that.
Okay.
So I would always have to wrestle the cat down from its cat tower.
Okay.
And get scratched up.
Okay.
But that's what he needed to keep him going.
I didn't swim in college.
George, this is
Anywho,
trouble.
Can I ask you a non-judgmental question, George?
Okay.
Why did you think you were so great in God's gift to women that you felt you could quit on your team and betray all those that had made you a superstar?
The story didn't happen. I didn't
it's
do any of that.
Judgmental.
I came here with a proposal for you, George.
Okay.
Because you retired way too early from swimming.
Let me pre-say no.
You left a lot on the water table,
as
I like to say.
No, I didn't.
So I want to convince you to come out of retirement and swim for my select team that I'm putting together.
Wow. This is quite
select
an offer.
Team of what?
Yeah, I really think that if you anchored my swim team, we could try out and probably win the Olympics.
You don't try out
you
for
really
the Olympics.
Could really do well. Wouldn't you like to add an Olympic Super Bowl swimming trophy to your Marconi Award?
You like an Olympic medal? No. Well, yeah,
you could
but
put
that's
it
impossible.
At the end of your sex trophy shelf.
I don't have one of those.
Oh, believe me, he won a lot of awards
no,
in that category.
No.
In addition to the swim team thing, the proposal that I'm giving you, I'm also throwing in one night with me, no questions asked, no
okay.
position off the table.
Marge.
Twist my legs into a pretzel. Do whatever, George.
Don't
just
talk
please
like that. No one
join
wants to hear
my
you
team,
talk.
George.
Nobody needs to hear that.
I love you, George, but you have to admit your life's gone so much better than mine after your betrayal.
Well, I never betrayed you.
What with the moated castle and everything that you live in?
Don't have a castle.
All of that. Me and the weekly motels.
What?
You know, come on, George. Share some of the wealth. I know that you quitting swimming, it worked out for you, but it didn't work out for me, George.
Yeah. I didn't
Please,
quit you,
you
or swimming.
You owe me to come out of retirement. You owe me.
She's getting angry.
Because you were so diligent.
I didn't even swim in
you
high school.
You were so diligent.
George, you're wasting your swimming talent.
I wasn't that talented either.
Please look at you. You've got a body built for swimming.
Not anymore. No, not anymore.
You look beautiful to me, George.
Well, that's Aww. Sweet, Marge.
Beautiful.
But,
I mean, look. He even came up and he's doing the show wearing only his swim trunks
I know,
this morning.
It's a little
it's
uncomfortable.
Obvious that he wants
I'm
to
not
get back
doing
into
that.
It.
I'm not doing
for us.
That. I'm not doing
I've
that.
I've got to go, George.
Oh, no. Please
Bye,
stay.
Bye, Marge.
There goes Marge, the swim coach. Not my swim coach, but a swim coach.